Estimatus. Love is in the air, and what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day weekend than with a concert dedicated to love and romance with your very own Illinois Symphony Orchestra. The Love Notes concert will take place this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium. We are so lucky to be joined in the studio today by Maestro Ken Lam and piano soloist Sandra Wright Shen. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Maestro, what is on the program?
Well, it is Richard Strauss's Don Juan, Swan Lake of Tchaikovsky, and Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto.
Oh, my. Mm. That is quite an undertaking.
Yes.
Tell us about the Don Juan. Often when we think of Don Juan, we might think of Mozart's Don Giovanni, but this is a very different experience, I gather.
Indeed. This is one of Strauss's very early tone poems. He wrote it when he was 24. But it's an orchestral tour de force, and it's on everyone's audition list. It's very difficult, but it's a sonic, real sonic experience. And it's about, 18 minutes long and just not a moment to rest.
Can you explain for our listeners what a tone poem is?
Oh, well, Don Juan is one. And it's basically a way of writing music so that it is descriptive. So it can follow a storyline. It can follow a piece of literature or philosophy or something like that. And, of course, Richard Strauss uses the legend of Don Juan, and it's one of the Linnell's poems as inspiration. So the music actually kind of follows the story loosely. So you can really, if you use your imaginations, you can see the masked ball that Don Juan attended. You can even, towards the end of the piece, know exactly the point in which he was stabbed because at a duel. And he uses various musical forms, traditional musical forms, to suit the narrative as well. So in this one, it's kind of a rondo form. So because the Don Juan's exploits, his adventures with his romantic adventures keeps coming back. It's the same sort of idea of trying to find in this version of Don Juan the perfect woman.
Which ultimately leads to not a very pleasant ending for him. And I think the same holds true for Swan Lake.
That's right. Now, Swan Lake, the original legend is a sort of a German folk legend. Does not end well because the swan dies and the prince dies with her and their souls rises into heaven. Now there have been adaptations of Swan Lake that actually have it ends happily. In our version, it's the original version, so you're going to hear the big ending. You will hear the transfiguration of the two lovers at the very end.
And I think this is clearly this is the shorter, the sweet version. And we hear a lot of very upbeat music, despite the sort of
well,
heaviness.
Well, it is ballet, dance for dancing, after all.
That's true.
So basically, in this suite, I've compiled pretty much all the greatest hits from Swan Lake.
Wonderful. Ms. Shen, you are back in Springfield by popular demand. Audiences will remember you here last year, I believe last April, performing the Mozart Piano Concerto number 23. A very different experience altogether, I gather. Tell us about the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto.
Okay. Well, this is a very challenging work, I think, for both conductor and pianist, but it's probably on every pianist's dream list to play, and it was a dream list on mine since I was a student. And, why is this so difficult? Because Rachmaninoff himself was a phenomenal pianist, And he could write things, he could play that challenges all us little hands. His hand could span C to G. And wow. But not only the technical demand, but it also has such huge range of emotions. And there's the famous story of Rachmaninoff when he graduated from Moscow Conservatory. Guess who was on the judge panel? Tchaikovsky.
Oh, my.
Tchaikovsky gave him the score of A, plus above, plus on the left, plus on the right, and plus below. So it was he was just an adored. And but however, the first symphony came and it did not have a good review, and he was crushed, his confidence level. And so it took 2 years of therapy. The family was so worried about him and had a distant relative to come and play chess with him. And the chess game, he would say, I can see that melody coming. All you have to do, just write it out. So it took night after night playing chess, encouraging, I can see that melody coming, just write it out. And then it came the second piano concerto. And then in the third, the second became such a success. So he was not struggling with that depression anymore. But in third, I sense there is still this journey of going through this depression and out into the triumph in the third movement. Of this D major glorious triumphant finale, we sense this journey of his, and there are different kinds of textures, challenges, big chords, fast passages, but it is just sonically really a feast. You get to explore all the possibilities that a piano could provide.
And yeah. The concerto is, it's very, very long. It's 45 minutes to perform.
Yes.
That's quite a test of endurance and stamina,
yes,
I think. So
true.
Kudos to you for
well,
performing
you.
And to us. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both so much for being here today. This has been a conversation with renowned piano soloist Sandra Wright-Chen and maestro Ken Lam, conductor of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. We hope that you, our listeners, will be able to join us this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium for the Love Notes Concert featuring Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake Suite and works by Strauss and Rachmaninoff. Thank you for listening. I'm Yonah Stamatis, and I'll see you at the concert.